Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to grow. And I'm honored to have different styles of different individuals on the show that's been successful in their businesses and just kind of living out their dreams. If you know, this is what the show is all about. It's about being positive. And, you know, just inspiring others. You know how it is. Remember, this is what the show is about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with, in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. Because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm still looking for my independent artist to email me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get them on the rotation on my nowhiphop.com segment. Last week on the show, I had the lovely, from the Basketball Wives of L.A., Miss British Williams. She was definitely up in here with me. Today on the show, got an actress, an author, Miss Tori Hart. She's going to be telling us about her new reality show, her new book, and her drink mix that she has out in stores currently right now. So definitely stick around for that. But before I get to that, you know, we got to switch gears a little bit. Gotta give you your dose of reality and your dirt and your gossip. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
I got a little tongue-tied a few minutes ago.
You got what?
A little tongue-tied. You know, I'm so used to being in the morning. I got to get used to this evening again.
Yeah, me too.
I know. What's going on, my darling?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Just chilling. I'm waiting on Big Steak to roll up in the building.
Big Steak.
I know. He always late. I'm about to fire him. So what's going on with the show? What did you watch? Of course, you don't watch Married to Medicine. I watched it. Lakeisha. What's her name? Lakeisha. Mariah. You know, I'm going by her government name because she don't like Lakeisha.
No.
Lakeisha. Lakeisha served Mr. Chappelle. So you really haven't been watching any of them, right?
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah,
okay. I know
they
got into
him with
him
a restraining
and her,
order.
Rico Chappelle got into it. Yeah,
right. So she served him with a restraining order, and you know that wasn't cool. And you know he brought it to Quad to let him see that. But girl, well, I'm gonna just put an icing on the cake. What really psyched me out was Lisa Nicole had a princess party for the girls,
mm-hmm.
and Mariah showed up late, and what's his name that always do the parties?
Dwight.
Girl, he opened the door, cracked the door open. He said, give me 1 second, and closed the door on them, and they finished what they were doing, and then they let them in. That was hilarious because they got there really, really late. Yeah, they got there late.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, how about that?
Dwight is a diva.
Dwight is a mess. Well, Chris Brown got out of jail yesterday. I guess he's celebrating somewhere.
Okay, yeah. We'll see how long it lasts.
What else was on? Did you watch
Love
and Hip Hop?
Yes. Did you see that mess? I'm so tired of Mimi and that girl just trying to just make it, I mean, it's just disgusting now. Like, let it go, please. Who cares?
You know
they married,
it is.
Not married. Yeah, but, I mean, because you want to expose them as frauds. Okay. And
we're trying to prove a point.
We know they frauds. Does it matter?
Because, you know, Stevie J could even tell her what
it's
happened,
the actual
date that he was married.
Yeah, but, you
I
know,
was like, really?
Again, anyway, so. That's the woman to remember that. But, yeah, I'm just tired of that storyline. And then you got Mama D and all that going on. She
Girl, she say the palace is crumbling down. The palace is crumbling down. I can't believe
in the middle
baby crossed
of it.
The But no, not only that, but you know that's her son, so you know she's gonna take up her son. But
yeah,
the thing
but
about it is,
you have to get them girls together. They don't like each other. Why are you? Why was the first them meeting up?
Well,
you
I
know?
Think the girl suckered Mama D and hooked up with Bambi because she knew she was going to sucker punch her back. That's all that was.
Well, yeah,
so they basically used Mama D to get that. That's all it was. So Mama D should understand.
That was no sucker punch. She was she was windmilling.
That's true. She was. So she didn't hit him. She really did.
No, I'm like, girl, bye. You cannot mess with Bambi. Bambi like 6'3".
Girl, well, it was them platforms. Is she rapping?
I thought she was. I'm supposed to be a rapper or something like that. I can't remember.
I know they showed Rashida in the studio.
Yeah, she having a hard time coming up with stuff. But poor thing, because crazy Kurt, and Kurt didn't want to take a family photo and acting, that doggone Kurt made me want to strangle him.
I know. I say, what is going on?
Honey, did you see Candy's wedding?
I didn't see the wedding. I saw bits
well,
and pieces
the
of it.
Well, her show. Yeah, her show.
Yeah, I saw
her
show.
Wedding.
I did.
That
and
Mama
Carmen
Joy?
Was acting on this.
Yeah, but come on. Todd was acting kind of shady with that one, you know. He didn't have to do all that, you know what I'm saying? If that was something him and Cannon discussed, why would he put her on Front Street like that, you know?
I know.
That's kind of crazy, but Mama Joyce calling Todd's mama
girl.
A hoe and a, oh my goodness.
And the daddy up him and the daddy
up
him. I can say Mama Joyce is a myth.
But yet Candy got mad when Nene had, you know, talked about Mama Joyce being, you know, hood or ratchet or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Like, but she just disrespected her dad. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. I say Mama Joyce is off the hook. I like Mama Joyce.
I don't know. Mama Todd, like, she about it, too, because I don't know
girl,
where
yeah, it's
going to
be on
next week. I can't wait.
I know. I'm like,
popping.
Girl, I know. Well, I know I want to ask a question if you finish talking about them, because I can't really remember what happened with them. But do you recall seeing on TV the baby that was dragged on the mama train for the wedding? Then what you think about that?
Well, first I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, and she's defending that, and she has people to defend her. All I got to say is you claim the baby's secure. This is a one-month-old baby, newborn kind, you know, in a sense. So why would you – what's the significance of putting the baby on the train?
You know what? Why not put the baby in the harness and put him in front of you? Or, you know,
exactly,
you and the baby walk down
or carry
the
him down the
baby.
Aisle. Like,
yeah,
well,
that
like
was
one,
stupid.
Like one commenter said – she had to choose between a bouquet and the baby, and I guess the bouquet won.
Yeah. I'm going to take a couple of callers on this one. I'm going to take a couple of callers on this one. Hold on.
Please.
MJ, hold on. How you on Live and Open Talk 2 with MJ and myself. You want to get in on a discussion about the baby riding on the mama's train on the wedding?
Yeah. Was he folks black?
You know what, MJ, were they black?
Yeah, they were black. They were from Tennessee, some place, Ripley, Tennessee. Yeah, they were black.
Oh, okay, well,
so
I guess
that's
a point.
I thought that had better sense. Did they take the baby to her? Did they throw it to the
train? Well, they said the baby was secured, that the baby wasn't
they secured
in
the baby
or
somehow.
Anything like that.
Yeah,
so
but
the baby
come on
was
now.
Right
how
down.
Did they secure? How did they secure? We're talking about black folks now. You know, we don't cut corners. They probably had great tape on the back of that baby or put some glue or something. You know how black folks are. We're going to cut corners. You know that expensive dress? You know she's going to take it right back. So it's just done. There's a baby on there. That ain't going to happen. You just want to
great tape. I'm done with you.
extremely terrible. But he got a point. He got a point.
Yeah,
I have a point.
Oh, Lord, dude.
She made the news. She can't know she can't take the dress back now. It's a famous dress. You drug a baby on the dress.
I just hope it doesn't catch on. I hope people just stop right there. That's the first and last we see of that.
No,
but again, I think she did it for YouTube and for recognition the way she got it. You know, the media, social media, and all that. And she got
She got it. She has the attention.
She
got the attention, but nobody cares about the wedding, who she married, and the women. They care about the baby being drug across the damn floor on her dress.
The welfare of the baby, yep.
And next thing I'm thinking that somebody gonna probably call CPS on.
Well, they already said that they were talking about investigating.
Oh.
This one will end up getting a movie and a book deal out of something, dragging a baby across the goddamn floor.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I have some more calls.
Now you want to hang up, huh? I'm too wrong. There you hang up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Whatever. Hey. Like always, with some Taylor Swift on.
Oh, Lord. Next song is Taylor Swift. I got you.
Stop lying. You black fool.
Oh, Lord. That's a mess. I had some more callers on the line, but they hung up. Okay. Got a lot of L.A. on here. Got look like I got some 404s, some 206s. All right. Y'all want to talk to me? You want to weigh in on the conversation? Just hit one. And it'll light up, and I'll know that you want to talk. That's the only way I could put you on. So, but MJ, what else happened on Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta? Nothing else. That was it. Oh, Ben Zeno and Stevie J, they're getting ready to open up their restaurant.
Yes.
I'm kind of proud of them, too, because I thought, you know, at first they fell out. Now they back strong, and I kind of like that.
They're funny. They're funny together.
They are.
You know, the dynamic duo. That's what I see.
They are back together.
They are.
But that's it. I don't get nothing else coming on. Nothing came on. I know I got to watch my have and have nots tonight.
Yes, that's on you.
Yes. I know you don't like the have and have nots.
Yeah, but on a serious note, for those in Brooklyn, please keep your eyes out on that guy that stabbed those two poor babies that was in the elevator. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, what baby?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they were going up to their apartment and to get some ices or something like that, and some guy was in the elevator with them and stabbed them. The little boy passed away, and the little girl is fighting for her life. So please get on the news, look at the guy, look at the pictures. If you recognize him, please turn him in, because that is just so tragic.
Was it here in Houston?
When I read that. No, it was in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know I was watching just recently today for the 5 o'clock news here. They had a string of carjackings. And they had a carjacking where the, what is it? I got Big Steak late in the building. The building finna close up.
Sure is.
Big Steak is in the building.
What's going down?
We're gonna put you on a time schedule. But they had a man carjacked with a truck. He had just took a selfie of his truck, and then when the crooks took it, they realized his nephew was in the back of the truck asleep, and they let him out and pointed the direction for him to go home. So that was good about that.
Oh wow!
But I don't know.
It's getting crazy.
Big Fake, what you think about Chris Brown getting out of jail yesterday?
Well, that's good, man. I like Chris Brown. That's my boy, man. I hate he going
he
through all this, but I hope he gets back together this time. Huh?
I said he better be good.
Yeah, he needs to, man. Too much talent going to waste.
I know. What you think about Love and Hip Hop last night?
Well, it was pretty good, man. I think Mama Deep crazy. That's the joke.
You know what?
Really,
I guarantee
you. She got a palette
you.
Or something.
Huh?
I think she really fooling herself into thinking she got a palace.
She got a palace. We don't know how she living in Atlanta, but I guarantee when they do this mama reality show, if they put her and that Mama Joyce together, oh, my goodness, that is going to be a bona fide mess.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
No, it ain't going to work.
It won't.
Cause we were just talking about Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce is cutting up Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, thank you. Look, I'm ready to hang up with you, Big Steak. You came in too late on us.
Hey, but hold on before y'all go. What do y'all think about Carmen and Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a strange occurrence right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I said, but he didn't have to show up like that, though. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I didn't like the fact that he made it seem like Candy was talking behind our back.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I didn't
right.
like either.
No.
Candy said this. Candy said that. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe he threw on the bus. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you know what? Maybe he's at that point where he is ready for her to go, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe he just brought that up just because.
Well,
but come on now, you trying to get this big elaborate wedding, but you have people who never done these kind of weddings before trying to plan it. Stop being
right.
cheap and go get you a planner.
Yep, he kept saying, we got money, we got the money, money ain't
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it ain't a thing, so how would
you know,
high
but I guess it's different. She probably just want her best friend
no,
to kind of
keep.
No, I think she just probably want her best friend to kind of help out. That's what I think.
She,
that's
the best friend
that's
told you she don't know how to do any of that stuff. She's still nagging her.
You don't put her at, you know, to do something that, you know, that's significant. How about doing something small? You know,
yeah.
invitations are big, especially in a wedding like that. So why would you have her trying to do everything? You know, they should have just hired David to Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I forgot. You know what? I forgot all about him.
Yeah,
is this show still on? Is this show still on?
Know.
Or is it on?
I haven't seen
it. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably. You know, Arsenio Hall got canceled the other day.
Yeah, after one season.
I hate that. I thought he was gonna do good.
Yeah, but he don't have that it factor like he used to have. You know what I'm saying? Because he was the first to do what he did, but now everybody's doing it, so it's not new anymore.
Yeah,
I'm
you gotta think back then. He was the first black guy to have a late night show.
Mm-hmm. Why black? Why color got to be a factor?
Well,
I mean, you don't find them in. Look on late night now and see what you see on there.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Fallon and all of them, but they hold
Jimmy
it down.
Jimmy Kimmel, David Letterman.
Nothing against them, but like you said, he was.
No,
good.
I know.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, I'm thinking Queen Latifah gonna lose her spot too. I guarantee you. This is just her first season, right?
No, you know she had one some years back, and then she just brought it back on. Like,
no, but
like
yeah.
Did
they cancel it or?
No, I haven't heard anything about being canceled.
Okay, I'm hoping they don't cancel it. I'm hoping she keeps it. I hate his show got canceled. I wanted him to keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I got Miss Tori Hart waiting. So, and her fans, they're all on the line holding. So, thank y'all for rolling with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
all
big
right.
State. All right, I'm going to give you guys your blast from the past real quick, and when I come back, going to have Miss Tori Hart in the building. So hang tight, don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Send It Open Talk, too.
All right, got blast from the past.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Thank you. on, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous.
Check, baby, one. It's called the rum shaker. The beach is like sweet and candy. I'm feeling manly and your shaker's coming in handy. Flying my clothes from New York down by your Virginia. Tickling you around Delaware before I enter. Don't do seduction from face tips to feet. A wiggle and a jiggle can make the night complete. Now since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hint, it's like a long shot sword. Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men a mite. But A plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rum shaker.
In high school, and You know, it wasn't that scary.
Okay.
It was. I was a little nervous, but it wasn't that scary because, you know, I knew a lot of the people, and, you know, of course, the person auditioning me was the drama teacher, so it wasn't that scary.
Okay. Well, who have you been working with in the entertainment industry, in the film business? Who have you been working with?
Well, recently I've really been working with my partner, who is Simone Shepherd, and we've been doing a lot of our projects together.
Okay.
And I've also worked with Sydney Castillo, who is a stand-up comedian. He's on a lot of things on television right now.
Okay.
And those, I would have to say, and then recently, you know, with the show Atlanta X, is just the ladies from the show.
Okay. So, I mean, with in the film business, who would you want to collaborate with, or who would you want to work with?
Oh, my God. My dream is to work with Samuel L. Jackson and Quentin Tarantino.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Quentin Tarantino. He
is my favorite actor and my favorite director. That would be a dream come true.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I know you're working on some big projects, and I'm ready for you to talk about them. Let's talk about your drink Skimpies first, the low-calorie drink.
Yes. Well, Skimpies is a low-calorie mixer, and, you know, our motto is skimp on the calories, not on the taste. And, you know, it's 20 calories more than water.
Okay.
And you can actually, in my flavor, I partnered with three wonderful women out of Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And they already had Skimpies going, and then I partnered up with them, and I created my flavor, which is cherry limeade.
Okay.
And the cherry limeade, yes, the cherry limeade flavor, you can mix it with vodka, you know, rum. If you don't want alcohol, you can mix it with Red Bull. You can mix it with just whatever you want to mix it with. But it's a great, refreshing drink, and like I said, it's low calorie, and it's right now we're in Walmart.
Okay.
And soon we'll be in Kroger and Target. We're working on getting into those areas as well, getting into those stores as well.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can get it at Walmart, or you can go to skimpies.com, which is skimpys.com.
Okay. Well, tell us now, you know, I'm ready for the juicy, juicy. Let's talk about the good projects or the other projects you're working on. Let's talk about the show.
Okay. Well, of course, you know the show, Atlanta Exes.
Okay.
It's starring me. It's starring Tamika Raymond. It's starring Christina Johnson, Cherie Buchanan,
okay.
Juanita Shaw.
All right.
And, you know, our exes, who was, you know, Neo, Usher, Kevin Hart, Ray Buchanan, and CeeLo Green.
Oh, okay.
It's going to air this summer, August 18th, on VH1.
Yay. How did you get picked for the project? How did they just pick, you know, randomly pick certain people? Did you have to audition, or is it something that just kind of fell in your lap?
Actually, as the producers of the show, I've known for a few years, they actually wanted me to be on Hollywood Exes.
Okay.
And at the time, I was doing my own thing, so I really didn't want to be a part of that show, but I just told them to keep me in mind for any future things that they have going on.
Okay.
And so they contacted me and asked what I'd like to be a part of the cast, and I just told them, you know, when they told me who was attached to the project, I said, oh, okay, I would definitely like to be a part of this cast. So, I actually, Moneta was the last person to join the cast. I was right before Moneta. But, you know, those women intrigued me. I had did my research on the women, and so I said, you know, I like this group of women, and, yeah, I would like to be a part of this cast.
Yay. All right. So it debuts August the 18th on VH1. All right.
On VH1, yes, 9 p.m., I believe.
Okay. I am definitely going to keep my eyes and ears open on that. I am so happy for you. I'm glad of that. What other projects are you working on? I know you got a book coming out, right?
Oh, yes, I also have a book. And, you know, I went through a very public divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, during going through my divorce and being that it was so public, you know, I was down. And so, you know, coming from being a place where I'm a very easy, happy-go-lucky person, I like to have fun all the time. And the divorce was the worst thing that ever happened to me in life, other than, you know, when I was a little kid, I got hit by a car. But other than that, the divorce just was, I don't wish divorce on anybody.
Right, right.
What happened is, just going through that period of time, I came up with ways to get happy, because I had to make myself, happiness is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to tell myself, you know what, you can stay in a rut or you can get happy.
Okay.
And the blessing that coming from what God put me through is that I came up with a book titled 365 Days to Get Happy.
Okay.
And it's just, it's an everyday workbook. It's like a guidebook, and it's just different things that I did to get back to my place of happiness.
Okay.
And, you know, so every day it's something new telling you what to do to get back to happiness. So that's why it's called 365 Days to Get Happy.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, so when can we be looking for that so we can buy that?
Well, that actually will be available within the next month. I'm
okay.
finishing up the last few finishing touches on it, and that will be available within the next month.
Okay.
And you can get that on my website, which is ToriHart.com. So it will be available on the website.
Okay. Well, my last question I'm going to ask you, because I know you've been running all morning. I know you've been from interview to interview. Tell my listeners, who wants to be, I guess, successful? They want to follow your footsteps. They want to be an entrepreneur, or they just want to get in the industry. What words of wisdom would you share?
I would just say, you know, just get started. You have to get started somewhere. And the way that the industry is today, social media plays a big part in the industry.
Absolutely.
So I would say make sure you stay relevant on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're always in, and you know, if you want to be an actress, make sure you're staying in acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're always polished on your craft. And just make sure you do something every single day towards your goals.
Okay.
So it's just about the difference between people who make it and people who don't is just those people kept going and the other people quit, and the people that kept going, they put in hard work because it's not easy.
Absolutely.
So be prepared to do a lot of work.
Right. That's
and if you're not good at, you know, have a good work ethic, you got to make sure you build that and get that intact, because if not, you're not going to make it in this business.
And you know another thing, Tori, I always tell my listeners, because I get a lot of emails, because, I mean, people email all the time. They want to know how. And they look up to you guys for wisdom and guidance and how do y'all get into it. But I always tell them, you got to have the passion for it. You just, you know, it just automatically, if you don't have the passion for it, it just won't work. And that's the way I really, really feel. You know?
And that is so true. Because if you're doing something that God hasn't put in your heart, you know, God hasn't put that in your heart and you're still trying to do something you know you have no business doing, it's not going to work.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
Well,
I am so excited for you. I cannot wait to see the new show. Can't wait to purchase your book. And I'm definitely going to go to Walmart and give me some skimpies. So, I am going to support you on all your endeavors. So, thank you for taking the time to call the show.
And thank you for having me, Cindy.
All righty. Again, that was Miss Tori Hart. Y'all, we definitely got to support her on Atlanta X. It's coming out on August the 18th on VH1, and also her new book, 365 Ways to Be Happy, so definitely support on that.
All right, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the interview. I'll be back next Tuesday with an artist out of Dallas, Texas, got B-Right. He's going to be rolling with me, so definitely check that interview out. Going to leave you with a little tribute from Dr. Maya Angelou. So y'all have a blessed evening, blessed week, and I'll see y'all next week. God bless.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise.
Where my secret lies. I'm not cute. a built-to-suit, a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it.